Hello.
Hi, I'm an automated calling assistant recording this call for the person you're trying to reach. Can I ask what you're calling about?
Hello, Christopher.
Hello?
Hello, Christopher?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll, and we'd like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Definitely vote. May I ask you your age, or you prefer not to say?
I'm 56. 56.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask you your race?
Japanese.
Japanese, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. From 0 to 10, how? 10, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed to, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, are you satisfied, are you dissatisfied, or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, thank you. And may I ask you, what specifically makes you say that?
The economy shit, stock market shit, housing market shit.
The economy, the store economy, market.
Stock market, housing market, inflation, foreign policy. Energy policy. Is that enough?
Policy. Well, that's actually up to you. I mean, it's an open question. You could tell me anything. The economy, the stock market, inflation, energy policy. Is there anything else you would like to add? Because it's an open, it's a blank space. You can tell me anything. Your opinion is well. Sure.
Foreign policy.
Foreign policy.
Government corruption. And what's the right term? I don't know what the right term is. Let's call it social policy.
Policy. Okay. Thank you. Moving on. In which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional election? I'm going to give you a list, okay? Tell me which do you feel more is the most important to you. The first one says gun regulation and reform. The number two says lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. The number three says healthcare costs. Stop me when you hear the one that you think it's the most important. The next one says protecting our democracy and freedoms. The next one says climate change and environmental issues. The next one says criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. The next one says standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. The next one says improving K-12 public school education. The next one says immigration and border security. The next one says protection. I'm sorry?
What was number two? What was the second one you read?
Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
Man, that's a tie. That's a tie between immigration and taxes.
Oh, well, actually, you may pick two. So if you want to, I can pick those two for you.
Immigration and taxes.
Oh, I couldn't read you the last three. So if you want to, just in case you change your mind, the other three are protecting abortion and reproductive rights. The other one says crime and violence. And the last one says inflation and the economy.
Oh, and I can only pick two?
Yeah. There's one that says lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. The next one that just says...
I'm going to go with immigration and taxes.
Okay, so no inflation in the economy. Okay. The next one says, the next part says, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better? Are they staying about the same or are they getting worse?
They're getting worse.
Getting worse. Thank you. And now thinking about race relations.
In California, gas is almost $5.50 a gallon.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, just often, not often, or not at all?
Is that racism against me or racism against anyone?
No, you personally.
Me personally, never.
Never. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Would you say not often? Would you say not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say very concerned? Would you say somewhat concerned? Would you say not very concerned? Or would you say not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in an organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very warm, very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, again, depending on how you feel.
Okay.
If you have no idea or have never heard of the person or organization, please let me know. I have an option for that, Joe.
Okay.
Have you heard about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Yes.
And from 0 to 100, how favorable do you feel about it?
40.
40. Thank you. Have you heard about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
Yes.
And from 0 to 100, how favorable do you feel about it?
75.
Thank you. How favorable do you feel towards the Black Lives Matter movement?
0.
0. Thank you. The other are political figures. Have you heard about Cornel West?
I heard the name, but I have no idea who he is, really.
Okay. Okay. Have you heard about Tim Scott?
Tim Scott?
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard of Tim Scott.
Yeah.
50.
I'm sorry?
60.
Thank you. I know you do have heard, but it's just part of the protocol. Have you heard about Joe Biden?
Yes.
And for how favorable do you feel towards him on the scale from 0 to 100?
10.
10, thank you. And have you heard about Donald Trump?
Yes.
And on a scale from 0 to 100, how do you feel towards him?
60.
60. Thank you. Okay. So how favorable do you feel on a scale of from 0 to 100 towards the Republican Party?
70.
70. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for?
Oh, that's who, the Cornel West guy. That's right. He's running for president. I remember that guy now. but I wouldn't vote for him. So I have to basically choose between Joe Biden and Donald Trump?
Yeah, those are the three options, yeah. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I vote for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Would you say very worried? Would you say somewhat worried? Would you say not so worried? Or would you say not worried at all?
You said white nationalism?
Yeah.
Not worried at all.
Not worried at all. Thank you. Now I like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with these statements, okay?
Okay.
The first statement says, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Do you agree or disagree with us?
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. The next one says, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
The government should do more?
Should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. The next statement says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. The next one says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree with this?
It's a big problem in today's society. I'm going to say disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. America is on the path to another civil war. Would you agree or disagree with us?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. The next one say, gay marriage should be legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree with us?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. The next one says, American democracy is under major threat now. Would you agree or disagree with this?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Okay, in general, this is a different part. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
What were my answers? Agree or
support,
disagree?
Support or oppose? Somewhat or strongly?
I oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Oppose. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more, okay?
Okay.
The first statement is, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founder and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us to freedom to make our own choices. This is the first statement. The second statement is, some people say America's strength is its diversity. that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. That was the second statement. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
First one.
The first one? Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first thing is equal economic opportunities for all. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
It already exists, so I'll go with 0.
0. Thank you. The next one is policies that treat everyone the same. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
5.
5. Thank you. The next one says ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
You said that everyone has access to voting?
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
0.
Thank you. The next one says a commitment to Christian ideals. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
0.
Thank you. The next one says the right to bear arms. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
In the Declaration. I'm going to go 9.
9. Thank you. The next one says immigration to this country. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
Can you repeat it one more time?
Sure. Immigration to this country.
Immigration to this country, how important is it? 2.
Thank you. The next one says freedom to protest the police or government. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
5.
5. Thank you. Okay, and now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Are just two short statements.
How many questions are there?
9.
No. Only 9 more?
Yeah.
Okay.
And these are just two. Yeah, just to, I'm going to read you these two statements. The first one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
5.
5. Thank you. The next statement says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with us?
3.
3. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinion changes. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections. In November, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10. Thank you. Okay, we're going to switch gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed or studied?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more? Would you say every week? Would you say once or twice a month? Would you say several times a year? Would you say hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And our last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQIA plus community?
I do not.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you again, and have a nice day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.